BBC News, I'm John Shea. Palestinian officials say about 3,000 people have fled their homes in the Jenin refugee camp since hundreds of Israeli troops, supported by airstrikes and armoured bulldozers, launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank on Monday. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it will continue for as long as needed. Anna Foster explains what might come next.
I think really the next few hours and days will be crucial for two reasons. One will be to actually see what has gone on within the camp. And the other, I think, will be to see the further Palestinian response. You've heard, of course, the words from the Palestinian Authority. But I think a lot of people will be looking over the next couple of days at Gaza, at Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and seeing what their response to this might be. Will it be words of condemnation, as we've seen from some of the other Palestinian factions, or will it be a physical response in the form of rockets? If that were the case, that would further inflame tensions.
The Senegalese president, Macky Sall, says he will not run for a third term, ending widespread speculation that he would in 2024. The country's constitution limits the number of terms to two. The opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, had called for nationwide protests if Mr. Sall did decide to run again. Ukraine has summoned the Georgian ambassador in protest over the treatment of the imprisoned and severely frail former president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. Mr. Saakashvili was made a Ukrainian citizen in 2019. Sanjay Dasgupta has the details.
Appearing on video link for a court hearing, Mr. Saakashvili lifted his shirt to show his protruding ribs, a hollow abdomen and skin clinging tightly to his bones. The images prompted war-torn Ukraine to summon the Georgian ambassador. Ukraine's President Zelensky wants Mr. Saakashvili to be transferred abroad for treatment. So do Mr. Saakashvili's family members, lawyers and doctors. His supporters say the charges of abuse of power, for which the former Georgian president is serving a six-year prison term, are politically motivated.
There's controversy in France surrounding a fundraiser for the policeman who shot dead a teenager last week, sparking nationwide unrest. Politicians from centre and left have condemned it as shameful and scandalous. Here's Tom Simons.
The police here have quite controversial operating methods, which involve the use potentially of firearms just to stop a vehicle getting away or a suspect getting away. One of the big demands for the rioters, such that there have been demands, is that police rule or police operating guideline be reviewed. Emmanuel Macron says he will not be doing that. He says these are not whole neighbourhoods that are rising up. They are individuals within neighbourhoods, individuals he has described as delinquents.
World News from the BBC. The Organisation of American States is to send an election observer mission back to Guatemala after the Constitutional Court suspended publication of the result of the first round of the presidential election. On Sunday, the court ordered a review into a number of contested tallies after 10 parties, including the governing party, complained. Health professionals in Sudan are warning that the war there is having severe consequences for children's health because of a severe drop in vaccination rates. A paediatrician in Khartoum told the BBC that the situation was critical and cases of measles had broken out because of a shortage of the vaccine. Throughout the day, there's been heavy artillery fire in parts of the capital as the army and rapid support forces continue to fight for control of the city. The army has said it's ready to receive volunteers. This comes the week after the army chief urged volunteers to join the military. The British government says it will stand up for democracy campaigners who fled Hong Kong and are now subject to a bounty offered for their arrest. The Foreign Secretary, James Cleverly, said Britain would not tolerate attempts by China to silence individuals in the UK or overseas. He called on Hong Kong to end the targeting of those who stood up for freedom and democracy. Grant Ferret reports.
Mr. Cleverly called on Hong Kong to end the targeting of those who stood up for freedom and democracy. He repeated Britain's condemnation of the national security law introduced in Hong Kong 3 years ago. The territory has offered rewards of more than $100,000 each for information leading to the capture of 8 activists. They're accused of colluding with foreign forces and endangering Hong Kong's security. One of them, who's now based in Britain, Nathan Law, told the BBC that his life had become more dangerous because of the bounty.
And briefly, South Africa's football authorities say talks are being held with the women's national team, which is in turmoil, only weeks before the start of the World Cup.